Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Blondsmith, Farm Bureau. Hart County hay producer Clayton Gerald says he has found a real comradeship in the National Association of Hay Producers. Gerald credits the National Hay Association with helping him have a successful operation.
The greatest thing about the National Hay Association is you're dealing with some of the top producers in the whole United States. They have amazing talent. And you can be a member of this association and you can talk to guys that grow thousands of acres of hay, and they'll talk to little bitty guys like me that don't do very much. And it's amazing what you can learn just by talking to other producers.
Gerald adds producing and maintaining quality hay may be harder than ever.
Quality has always been a concern. I've never seen a year where there was enough top quality hay, but probably in the last 4 or 5 years, more emphasis on quality, more demand for top quality hay. It seems like the economy is doing good and people's got plenty of money and they're willing to pay for the very, very best. And that is what's in demand. I've never seen a year that it was as short as it is right now, but it's a great time to be in the hay business. It's a great time to put up top quality hay.
He notes the horse market continues to be his primary focus.
I'm dedicated to the customers I have. We try to take care of them the very, very best we can. The horse industry has really improved in the last 5, 6, 7 years economically.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
National Hay Association President Clayton Gerald from Kentucky says weather will also be a major hurdle for most all Kentucky farmers.
Kentucky weather is always our number one challenge. We have no control over that. I like to say that my only limiting factor is the weather, and thank God I can't control the weather. You know, I'll leave that up to somebody else. But last year we had a late spring and an early fall and a wet summer. Now, I'm a farmer. I'm going to complain about everything. I admit to that. It's either too wet, too hot, too cold, too dry, or too something. And I say that we've started out with a really, really wet year. I've heard the other day that it's rained 97 out of the last 130 days.
He adds being able to work with his family every day is one of the best advantages to farming and agriculture.
My family is everything to me. I tell people every day there's impossible to have top quality hay without top quality people. The people is what makes my operation what it is, and I'm just part of it.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.